Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are, or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 25-26, the Brad and Body Podcast, week two. Week one of the NBL is in the bank. We are ready to go. Botton, my friend, hello.
Hello. So much happened. Yeah. So much happened. We've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, the Montrezl Harrell situation is developing in Adelaide. I am pretty much, the way it looks, he will not be playing this season. So they're in that quandary as to Bryce gets naturalised. We've got the opening for two imports. They've got a bit of scope now.
Well, let's stay here. Let's go straight into it then, because that's obviously the talk of the town at the moment. What do you do? Do you replace him? Do you just go and get that foreman? Or do you go and get to, like, to that, do they need that point guard, which is, you know, something that's been spoken about a lot? But if you do that, buddy, what do you, you can't play DJ in the three. So how, you know, how does all that work? And Bryce has got to play 35 minutes a game. Like, it's a big decision.
I don't know how it works. I mean, I think what they need is a recognized point guard and then the best player they can get, which would be, I'll be looking at a 3-4, somebody who can offer some relief for Isaac Humphries and Zillin Cheatham. Because, I mean, Cheatham is a great pickup. Like, he plays for the team. He's about the team being successful. That's a wonderful one. And, of course, I mean, we don't even have to talk about Bryce in terms of what he brings. But once he's naturalized, that opens the doors for him. So Montrezl Harrell's little escapade in China has come back to bite him on the butt and also come back to bite the club on the bum. So, if it's not already happened, I don't see him here. His Instagram and X posts very much suggest that he's out.
Yeah, and that's what the talk is. Very interesting, and I'm in a bit of shock, to be honest with you. Like, when he didn't suit up on Sunday, I was a bit like, something's not right for two reasons. One, if he hasn't got clearance, this is a preseason game, so what does it matter? That was my first thing, but maybe I'm wrong. It might be an insurance thing. I don't know. But number two, just like so unexpected, because wasn't it announced ages ago? Like, that's the thing. It was, I don't know. I don't get it.
They didn't dot the I's and cross the T's properly, because the first thing you do when you get a new player from a new club, an interstate club, an overseas club, is you can make sure the paperwork's done. Where's the clearance? Here it is. Great. Good. Fantastic. We can move on. I think that's the only place you can really, where Adelaide can be flawed, but really this is all of Montrezl's own making, the circumstance in China and then leaving the situation after he'd failed a drug test. Well, you know, that's not quite the answer. Going back to what you just said, I think he couldn't play because if it's a FIBA recognized competition, then everything has to be
fair enough
in place. Okay. Now, if the 36 were going to play Panathinaikos behind closed doors, in a gym. Well, he could have played in that, because it's not. But when it's going out, being broadcast worldwide, sorry, you've got to have everything
that makes
in
sense.
Place.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But I didn't get why they grabbed Vrenz Blijenberg. I didn't get that.
I know everyone said everything about him, and I completely agree. I think there is a place for him in basketball. It's just not in the NBL.
Yeah.
Right. And he would not, to me, that's not the answer for any, well, certainly not for Adelaide. That's in my opinion. That's not what they're looking for. Okay. So to all our listeners, they know how we normally do things. So we're going to go back to our same format of last season. Mm-hmm. And that is where Boddy picks his top six. And depending on how he's feeling it, I don't know if it means towards the end of the season or at the end of the round. I have no idea what Boddy does.
I'm influenced by what I just saw. Okay. This is complete recency bias.
Right. So for me, and this might shock everyone, I'm completely opposite to Boddy, and I'm going with the top six that I think is going to make it throughout the season, right? Now, we spoke last week and we said who's in the top six, and I'm still the same. Who's the four that's not going to make it rather than who's the six that are? But, Boddy, I'm going to throw it to you first. I want you to give me your 10, but give me the top six and how you do it, and then we will go through those one by one, and I'll give you mine eventually as well. Go for it.
I would be locking in. Okay, for the end of the season anyway. Melbourne, Tasmania, Illawarra.
Yep.
Now, last week I said New Zealand would be the surprise. Well, they did surprise me with how bad they were. So I'm changing that to Southeast Melbourne, who, again, I don't want to get too carried away because they only beat a depleted Cairns.
Correct.
But I like the way they went about it. Yep. I really like the manner in which they played. And now I've got Perth. So I've got – that's five. Then I've got Sydney and Adelaide sort of level at this stage. We haven't seen them in NBL action yet. We have seen them in action, so we can speak to them. But at this stage, I don't know which one I'd pick for making the playoffs. And then I've got Brisbane was far more impressive than we expected, but New Zealand and Cairns were pretty much down where, I mean, Cairns is devastated by Sam Wardenberg. His absence, that puts them right behind the eight ball, because you've got to bank early wins for anything that might happen later in the seasons. And
so, where did you have Brisbane?
Outside the six.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's let's go one by one. All right. Let's talk about it. So let's talk about Melbourne United. All right.
Fantastic. What
absolutely brilliant win. I thought everything that they wanted, they came into, you know, the first game, were outstanding. I thought Tasmania threw everything at him, but yeah. Milton Doyle on the back of probably not his greatest shooting, because he went 7-21 from the game, but it was the last quarter where he just went to work. Yeah. And I thought the way he played there, he had 13 points in the fourth quarter to really win that game.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Earlier in the game, all you can remember is he hit a three at the end of the first quarter, which put him up. Mm-hmm. He hit a jump shot at the end of the second quarter, which put him up against.
Yep.
And the player had been with Tasmania. So Tassie was playing well. But I think his shooting was like 7-21 or something. But that last quarter, when the game had to be won, he reminded all his former fans that this is how I do it. And he was he was phenomenal.
For Tasmania, I thought Bryce Hamilton was great. For both games, actually.
Yep.
He did what he did. Look, I don't really take a lot in those first games. You know what I mean? Like, it's so early. But I thought Tasmania showed me enough where they were like, yeah, they're going to be solid again. Staying healthy, we stay there. I still don't have them in my six.
You don't have them in your six? I've got them in second place.
No, I know, but I just... I think Sean McDonald's going to come back and bite them on the ass with him not being there. I really do. I like their point guard. I just think Sean's such a great player, and I hope it doesn't happen. I just worry for that injuries with one of their bigs.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that. Those three imports are quality. Bryce Hamilton's, he'll be in the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Josh Bannon, who I didn't think had a great couple of games. I actually thought Josh was trying a little bit too hard. I thought he needed to sort of pull back, relax, and enjoy yourself. You're going to do really well here. You don't have to prove everything in the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
And Will Magne was Will Magne. Then you go to the bench. You've got Ben Eyre that's coming in and irritating. He got up Tyson Walker's nose. He irritated a really good player. You've got Majok Deng, who does what is required of him. Nick Marshall was good. Anthony Drimmick still only played a few minutes. So there's I don't think he played in that one. He played a few minutes against Perth.
I know he played 7 minutes, but minimal.
So they're still bringing him along. So, no, I like that.
Okay.
But, I mean, because you can say, Brad, about any team, and Cairns is the prime example.
True.
And New Zealand. Parker Jackson Cartwright with his ribs. That's devastated them. Sam Wardenberg out till December. That's potentially devastating.
Yeah.
So you can say that about any team, whereas I think Tasmania's ability to manage, no, I like them. We're in different places.
Well, let me ask you this. There was a press conference after that game, and Scott Roth turned around and said, I have no idea who Perth are. I don't know anyone. How do you read that?
I think that's fair enough. He's got assistant coaches to do the scouting. His focus was getting the best possible result against Melbourne. Now the attention changes to Perth. You've got a long flight from Hobart over to Perth. You've got plenty of time to, your assistants have done the job. You sit down, you arrive in Perth, you go through your morning shoot around or your afternoon shoot, whenever it is. No, I didn't think there was a problem with that. And people who carry on about that are really just, I think, looking to self-aggrandizement, I reckon.
Okay. Now, your second team was Tasmania, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
We'll stay on the Perth game then. Let's talk about them, because we obviously spoke about game one. Jeez, they were good in Perth. I thought that was their imports were outstanding. And Bryce Hamilton, 26 points, 12 and 19 from the field. I thought he was phenomenal. Then everyone just picked in. I thought David Johnson with his 12 points. Magne played solid. Just everyone. It got back to that old, we're going to get stops. It was 75-72. You're not going to outscore us. And I thought that was a really good win for Tasmania on the road in Perth with everything that's gone off in that off season for Perth. Great win.
You look at the talent on both those teams and you basically go, Perth should win this by 15.
Yeah, agreed.
And, you know.
But haven't we been saying that for 4 years about Tasmania?
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've always underestimated Tasmania, and actually, I think you and I are better than most in terms of giving them their kudos. But I think generally speaking, across the board, people always expect the bottom to fall out of Tassie, and it doesn't happen. And that was a great performance. They could not guard Bryce. Those poor old 11,000 plus people there trying to forget Bryce, and along comes another Bryce.
I was going to say Bryce played really well, though. What are you talking about? It's just the wrong Bryce.
Perth down the stretch.
Okay, let's move.
The stretch. They didn't know what they wanted to do.
That was a poor end to the game where they had a chance to tie it up, and they didn't get a shot off. They'll learn from that. But yeah, that's just where's Bryce? That you know what I mean. So, who did you have as your third team?
Illawarra.
Oh, I thought so. Yeah, sorry.
I like the way
Illawarra.
Look, shaping up.
All I'll say there is they went over to Singapore. They lost games, but Tyler Harvey looked phenomenal. But I'll tell you who looked unbelievable, JaVale McGee.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
He looked phenomenal from what I saw over there. No Dave O'Hickey. And the rumour I'm hearing is he may not be playing this week. I haven't got that from a great source, but I'm hearing whatever that injury is with, which I thought was a calf, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing he may not be playing this Saturday because they open their season against Tasmania at home to raise their flag.
Yeah, I actually thought it was an eye injury, Brad. But again, that's just
read. I was saying I was keeping an eye on his calf, but it seems to be fine. It's his eye that's causing the problem.
All right, I'll give you that one. I think the thing we forget about JaVale McGee is that he was a part of the US team.
Oh, yeah.
That knocked Australia out in the semi-final of the Tokyo Olympics. That's only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That means at that point, he was among the 12 best guys to represent the USA that were available. Yeah. He's not a dud.
I don't know I know how good he is, right? But he's played on such teams that have dominant, like you're talking Steph Curry and LeBron's, so you don't sort of get to see everything that he can do, right?
Yeah.
He set screens, rolls, finishes, all of those things. But now, in my opinion, he'll play a different role. He'll do that, of course. But, you're talking big minutes. Give him the ball in the block, turn around like he did a couple of dunks. His arms, man, are so long.
Yeah.
So long. So extremely excited to watch him play. And
he's going to be double-double. He's going to be double-double every game.
If not more, and I'll be there on Saturday night. Can't wait to see that game. All right, let's go to team number four, which is Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Hard to sort of rate. The only thing I'll say, just because Cairns were very poor, but the only thing I'll say is, wow, their defensive intensity was unbelievable. Their intensity was phenomenal.
I mean, Josh King goes, okay, they haven't got a point guard at the moment. We'll get right up in their faces, 94 feet. For 40 minutes, and it was extraordinary. The pressing, the zone pressing, the man press, everything they did, and Cairns was, found out. Really, they just didn't have any. I mean, Kyle Adams is a good backup point guard these days, but that's what he is. So if you're asking him to beat that sort of pressure, well, he couldn't do it, and certainly the starters couldn't do it. So it was from 15 all, it was over. They scored the last eight, and then when they just ran away in the second quarter with 34.
Look, they had 15 turnovers at half.
Yes.
Right. That's just like you're not going to win games with that. They only ended up with 19 turnovers for the game, Cairns, because the second half was a track meet up and down. Yeah, right. So that was a big effort. Look, talking for Southeast, Glover doing what Glover does, came on, hit four threes, had 18 points. John Brown, wow, he was phenomenal. 14 points, diving on the floor, four assists, six steals.
Yeah.
Great.
How many minutes? You got his minutes there?
You mean John Brown?
Yeah.
24. He played the most out of anyone. Can you believe
that?
Did he? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because it just seemed to me in the second half.
But it was
half,
that game. I mean, he'll play more minutes and so will others. It was that game they were getting everyone in and out.
That's right. So when they were cooked, because I thought.
Correct.
Well, he's got five steals in the first half and their club record is seven. I thought he's got this, but I don't think he played enough time then after that.
Well, he played 13 and a half minutes in the first and then 7 minutes in the second. So I hear what you're saying. And that's, that's literally played just over half a game and had six steals.
Yeah.
Like amazing. Amazing. Yeah. All right, moving on. Team number five, we've spoken about Perth, but let's go on for a little bit more. What did you feel?
I felt that John really, as the coach, had a blind spot for Dylan Windler. He was terrible. played 35 minutes there. You look at his numbers for 35 minutes on the court. That means they're playing with four guys a lot of the time. Yeah. And also I felt, I mean, I'm not knocking Windler. He's a terrific player, but every player has a bad game. And when he's having a bad game, sit him down and get someone else in.
It's not 35 like minutes, just to go on what you're saying, 1 of 7 from the field.
Yeah.
1 of 4, so 4 of those shots were from the 3. No free throws, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a couple of turnovers. Yeah, right. In 35 minutes.
You're running with 4 players for most of the game. And then I thought Ben Henschel, I think what's happened to Ben is he's got a little bit ahead of himself. I think he thinks he's a bit better than what he is at this. He's going to be good, but he's not there yet. And I think he thinks he is because he took us some shots there that I thought, oh, geez, Ben, come on. Christian Doolittle floated in and out of the game. So for them to still be that close should keep Wildcats fans happy, because you know that once they're better organised, they're going to be. I have them in my
look. Perth do tend to do this at the beginning of the seasons. Yeah. We've seen that before.
Work in progress.
They've got to work it out, but they definitely need Doolittle, Henschel, JLA, who had 15, Mason, and
double
and,
double.
Yeah, and Mason and Dylan, those guys need to come to play, no question.
Again, Mason Jones, I don't think he realised till late in the game how dominant he can be in this competition, and I think we're only going to see really good basketball from that young man.
I'm going to come back to Sydney and Adelaide because they played on the Sunday and we watched them play, but I'm just going to stay with NBL at the moment because they played in the Euro games. Brisbane. Let's talk about Brisbane. I thought they did everything they needed to do. Don't know how much to take out of this game because I didn't feel New Zealand played well, but I thought Casey Prather was great. Their imports did what they had to do. I thought Freeman Liberty was great. Tyrell Harrison, he stays healthy.
He's
and,
a difference.
And Casey Prather stays healthy. Yes, they can make the 6. I just don't know if they will do that. And sorry, my last point. Oh, poor Mitch Norton. God, I didn't like that's seeing that.
Yeah, I hated seeing that too.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, he had so few minutes and it's happened to him. Mm. But hopefully that's not going to keep him out for too long. I don't know. I haven't had an update on that.
No, all I heard was I saw something saying, oh, it's not as bad as we thought. Then I heard he'll be out for ages. So to be honest, I have got no update, and unfortunately I can't give any more. And to be honest, I'm not on Brisbane this weekend. I'm not calling their game, so I haven't got any data.
Yeah, I was very impressed with what Tyrell Harrison brought. I'm going to make a confession here, Brad. I didn't think that sort of performance was left in Casey Prather. So obviously he's at a level of fitness and confidence that we've been waiting for. I mean, he had a much better season last year, no question.
But great word, confidence. Mm. He looked like a guy that says, every shot I'm taking, I'm gonna make it. Yeah, I agree. Just to say, like Tyrell Harrison, 24 and 15, buddy.
Yeah.
And 8 of 8 from the free throw line as well for a big fella.
Such a presence, yeah. I mean, the guys you don't want shooting free throws for your life.
Yeah.
Will Magne, Xavier Cooks, or Marcus Lee. But if you want someone shooting, a big guy shooting free throws for your life, Tyrell, please. You're the man.
I love it. All right, last team to talk about that played in round one, New Zealand, buddy. What? Look, I was expecting more.
All right, two things. One, I think Parker Jackson Cartwright, they need to put him on ice. You're going to lose games. You might as well put him on ice until he's 100% right. Because this is a young man who can absolutely dominate a game, and he couldn't do much. He was in pain. So, like, don't just take Taylor Britt, promote him, take a few lumps. But, you know, that's one. That's hurting them. Two, I thought Petteri Kopanen's coaching in both games was abysmal. I felt like his rotations were erratic. He didn't play a bunch of guys in that first game that he then played in the next game. I think he thinks he's getting more from Isaiah Liafa, Ruben Tarangi, and Rob Lowe than he is. If they're not on the other side of the hill, they're certainly at the peak and sort of heading that way. So they're not the guys you need to put your trust in. That Baker, he can play.
Mm.
He can play. So get him out there.
Rob Baker. Yeah.
Sam Meninga having concussion for the second game was hurt. Unfortunate for
so
him.
So let me just throw some numbers at you. Number one, Isaiah Brockington. I think he's going to be a very good player.
Yes.
Right? No, but when you talked about PJC, Parker Jackson Cartwright, he played 30 minutes, had 16 points with 12 assists. He had a good game. Yeah. To me, it's like they threw everything to try and beat Brisbane and it didn't work. He then went into game two. He played 14 minutes, five points, walking wounded. I'm with you. You can't afford this, right? It's not going to help. I don't know what they can do now. Like Isaiah Brockington had 21 points in game two, but like where else are they going to get? Yeah. I did expect more from Karim Lopez, I got to be honest.
Well, in the first game, his minutes were, again, erratic. And in the second game, everything he did in the second half. So his first half, you could put a line through it. I just don't think Covenant coached very well. Like, even in the first game, maybe I'm reading too much in it, but Sam Meninga hits a couple of shots and he subs him out. And you can see in his body language as he's walking off, he's thinking, well,
what'd you do that for?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Right. So I don't
last
know.
Last two. Sorry, I was going to say last two teams I want to talk about is Sydney and Adelaide. We can do that as a combined thing. I watched the games on Sunday. I thought the Sydney game was brilliant. I don't mean Sydney and Sydney, I mean just the game. Really, really enjoyed watching that game. I saw enough from Sydney to go, okay, you will be okay. I would be, you talk about PJC. I don't know what they're going to do with Bulkwell. I cannot see where he fits in. I'm playing Malawatch. I don't. That is struggling for me. He looked like he hurt his knee trying to defend there at one time. A couple of silly fouls again. I don't know where that guy's going to fit in. I thought Xavier was great. I thought Kendrick can go another level. Dele did what he had to do. I think the team's going to be solid. Don't know if they've got enough to win it. I think they need that backup. Losing Kelly Lepepe is a big loss, and they're going to have to do something about that. Otherwise, they're going to play Cookie in the four and Quat Noi. Sorry, Cookie in the five and Quat Noi in the four, and I think that could hurt them down the stretch.
You think Bulkwell has just got some bad habits?
Boom, boom.
Look, I really liked a couple of things in that game. I liked the fact that malaise I spoke of that I saw in the blitz, that sort of not really committed as a group, that was definitely gone. They definitely looked much, much better as a unit, whether that's Kendrick Davis or whatever. But
mate, that's Kendrick, that's Dele, that's Bogut, that's all of them. You know what I mean? Yep. Like that's Gorge, you know, like the whole thing. They look a much more settled team. Agreed.
The other thing I liked was the EuroLeague ref just going bang. Kendrick, you fling yourself on the floor like that. That's a flop. Boom, tech foul.
I've got no problem. Just be consistent all year about it. I know he's not there, but yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I thought that was really good and a lesson to our referees.
I did go to the season launch last week of the Kings, and I spoke to Billy and Gorge, and they said Kendrick is one of the hardest working imports they've ever seen. And so, you know, I love hearing that. They just said he's a gym junkie, you know, and I'm sure there's others, but it was just interesting to hear that. They said he's just a great guy, you know, and Delhi's Dele. Like, I'm excited for this team for what happened last year, and it will be interesting to see how they go. We then go to Adelaide.
Hang on, let's not go to Adelaide, because I want to say that everything you said about the Sydney players I agree with, but I think the guy that is going to make the difference and that will control their destiny is Jalen Galloway. You know what you're getting from everybody else. You know what you're getting. If he can be the guy he was at the Asia Cup, they're in with a title.
He was pretty good on Sunday, though, except for turning that three down at the end.
He's gone 6 of 10 from the three-point line, and then you're looking for a three to tie the game, and he passes it up to Quat Noi. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
I see two sides to that. You know, like, I mean, I think – you know, he had a wow of a game. Yes, you'd want him shooting that. And I guess that's what the NBA are looking at. You know what I mean? That's his next level to go to. Like, I'm going to knock that down. But, you know, do you have a real problem with sending it to Quat Noi? But I hear what you're saying.
He's already missed one.
Yeah, true. Good point. Yeah, good point.
Okay. I'll do try again because you've already got
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
All right, so that's it. That's it. Let's move to Adelaide.
Adelaide. Yeah.
I like the way that Vasiljevic and Bryce Cotton, Dijon, and were able to coexist. I thought that was good. Mm-hmm. I felt sorry for Flynn Cameron. Early foul trouble, no relevance to the game. Mm. The one thing I did see was when the EuroLeague boys, the Panathinaikos, flexed their muscles and started to pull away. Once again, Adelaide had no answer, and that took me straight back to when they lost that game, the playoff game to Southeast Melbourne, that they led by 21 points. And Southeast Melbourne came and took the game away from them, and they had no answers. Again, they had no answers. That really disturbs me. That's one aspect disturbs me.
Look, I mean, I saw enough from them thinking at that stage they've still got Trez to come in. Well, that's changed. Yep. They've still got one, potentially two imports, as we spoke about before. I think they're in good shape, but this is a very, very big decision on what they do, because as we know, it can make a massive difference to your ball program if you bring a wrong guy in, right? Yep. So some big decisions ahead. Mate, can I get your best moment, please?
My best moment was just watching John Brown stealing the ball in that second quarter. I think he got three in a row there at one stage, or it might have been the first quarter, I can't remember. He was just amazing. I know the guy led the EuroLeague in steals in 2022, so he's obviously very good at judging the ball, but he's better than most. Obviously, and I loved what he was doing. If you're an inbounder and you see him, you're terrified.
Yeah, so what was yours? Yeah. Oh, look, my best moment was Friday night, game one, NBL. Of course, we knew what was going on. Tasmania, Melbourne, Milton Doyle back in his thing. And he wasn't shooting that well. Then it came to that fourth quarter. And it's not like it's just like, I've got this. And then it's late in the game. He gets switched out on, I can't remember who was guarding him. I think it was Bannon, and he crosses him, step back, and knocks that three down. Mm. And you just felt the whole of Tasmania go, oh, we love you, but why? Yeah. Just like
it was. He had 13 in the last quarter, but the last 7 points, from 81 all to the end.
That three dagger is what my best moment of the round. Just like it gives you goosebumps, because as a player, you can't think of anything. And there's no ill feeling. You know that. And I did love seeing after the game. I love when they put the camera on like an ex-player and you just saw Scott Roth and Milton Doyle, like a hug that they had. Yeah. I really love that. I love that in sport.
Likewise.
Player of the round?
For me, that was Bryce Hamilton, 24 in a losing cause, 26 winning cause. Could not be stopped by Perth in that second. Yep. Could not be stopped. And that's to average 25 across the first round, couple of games, pretty damn good, I reckon. Yours?
I couldn't agree more, and I had to go with it. I tell you, I would have loved to have said I want it to be like a Tyrell Harrison for a 24 and 15. Like, that was that close. Mm-hmm. But no, I can't go against Hamilton. I thought he was too good. Righto, mate. Nudge nasty.
Oh, my nudge nasty. It's honestly, it's happening in all sport now, all televised sport. It must be a bunch of young directors, because they want to go to the replay, and that's okay. Go to your replay, but not during live action, okay? I don't want to see that foul again or that dunk again or that whatever it is again while there's action on in the court. Mm. You know, and now we go back and someone's about to take a shot. What happened? How'd he get open? I just can't understand that. And they're doing it in AFL football too. They've been doing that. And this is a sport that's been on television for 60-plus years. So you've got to say, well, there must be a bunch of young directors who have no real feel for sport, for what's going on, because I just hate that. I hate missing live action to see something I've already seen. Rosen Rattler.
Well, my Rosen Rattler is, I'm going to throw this at New Zealand and Cairns, because they're the two teams. How are we not ready for game one? Now, I'm sitting on the fence here, and I'm going to explain what I mean. I wanted to come on here and say, it's a 28-game season. I know it's more, but let me finish, right? It's a 28-game season. You can't be going 0-5 in seasons. We've seen it too much. Mm. But then you look at Southeast Melbourne last year, Illawarra the year before, and they can do it. But you cannot afford to lose games early, because then you're just chasing your tail all the time. You have to be ready. Cairns and New Zealand were not. Injuries, whatever it is, you were not ready for those games. Now you're behind the eight ball. New Zealand worse, because they've lost two. Now, this season, it's 32 games. You get a little bit of a grace. But I'm just at a stage where I'm like, man, you have to be, you can't throw it in. I don't know. I just felt that, you know, maybe more cans, you were never in that game. And and you just got to be so ready. They're coming now to Sydney this weekend for Sydney's first game. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, man, like, I love Cairns. I love 40. He's one of the best coaches. I feel for them because they're injured. But you got, like, you know, they're missing so many pieces. I hope this Andrew Andrews is what they say he can be.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hope he is too. Because, I mean, let's go quickly through this week's round because we're
near
the
end of
the program. You got Melbourne, Southeast Melbourne, the throwdown. Who are you going with?
Melbourne.
Yeah, likewise. Just a little bit better. Cairns, Brisbane at Cairns?
Brisbane.
Yeah, got to go the same. Perth at New Zealand?
Perth.
Illawarra, Tasmania, that's the toughest
one. This is so tough. I love Illawarra, no question. I don't think they're going to be 100% ready for Tasmania, and I think Tasmania might upset them, especially if no Davo.
Right. I think that's the caveat. I have to agree. I'm going with Illawarra if Davo, if everybody's I'm healthy and playing and they're raising the banner, yep, that's going to be a big night for them. They'll get it. But if not, if he's not playing, then Tasmania gets them. I'm pretty sure we both agree Sydney's going to get Cairns.
I hate these ones because it really depends what happens on the Friday, right, for Cairns. But anyway, yes, I'm going Sydney at home, and yes, I'm going Adelaide to beat Brisbane.
That's the one I really don't know because I want to see what happens. You know, as you say, it's hard for us at this time in the week because you want to see if they bring in, you know, who. Anyway, we'll see. I think
just
I have to go
just
for Adelaide.
The atmosphere, Adelaide, yeah. Bryce.
But you know what home court? You know what home court was worth in the first round? Sweet bugger all.
Yeah, good point.
Melbourne won in Hobart. You know, Brisbane won in Auckland. It wasn't worth.
Good point.
Tasmania won in Perth. You can keep going.
All right. Well, we've had enough of listening to us, everyone. Thank you so much.
One in Sydney. Panathinaikos won in Sydney.
Yeah. The two away teams won. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. We're loving being back. Looking forward to the WNBL starting soon as well. So we'll be catching up on all of that soon. Body, have a great week, my friend.
You too. See you next week.
See you next time.
So, Brad, are you going to help in raising the banner in Wollongong?
I will be there for commentary. Is that the banner that says, "Hey, Rosen, piss off back to Sydney, you bloody king"?